This podcast replay is brought to you by AccidentLawFirm.com. For truck, motorcycle, and rideshare accidents, call Bobby Nunez, 305-444-4407. AccidentLawFirm.com.
Everybody else is figuring out a way to come back healthy. That's all. Which, by the way, should be the hurdle. It shouldn't be about money. You know what I mean? All the other businesses in this world, money's a real big factor for them. And while all the... See, here's my problem with pro sports and the pro sports owners. I want you to know, I have no sympathy for you. Okay? That's my message to all pro sports owners. Okay? I have no sympathy for you. You mostly are all billionaires. You got plenty of money. So 1 year that you're not cutting profits and you're not making money, I don't feel sorry for you, bro. Because you've been making money hand over fist for decades. And you've been lining your pockets. And you know what I hate? Is that while you're lining your pockets and you're having some of your more successful years, you're not giving any extra money to your employees. You're not giving them bonuses. You're not giving the players, hey, you know, besides winning the World Series, we profited this year. Our profits were up 25%. We want to share 10% of those profits with the employees. No, you keep all 25% of those extra profits, and you don't share with anybody. So now that the losses come, you expect everybody else to endure the losses more than you. I'm sorry. You know, Mark Cuban is paying all of his employees. That's what he should do, bro. He's a billionaire. Okay? He can crap money. He can clean his butt with $100 bills and not miss a beat whatsoever. So to him, to pay the people in the Mavs organization for an extra couple of months, what does he lose? $3, $5, $10 million? What's that for a multi-billionaire? Please, what is that for Mark Cuban? It's like $2 for you and me. Maybe $1. And so that's where I admire Mark Cuban. That's why I went out of my way to, hey, thank the Marlins, man. That's really kind because I see what Oakland's doing. The Panthers are paying their employees through the pandemic. Why? Vinny Viola's a freaking billionaire, bro. Meanwhile, the Boston Bruins guy's not. So Viola, Mark Cuban are doing what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be a mensch in this situation. You're a billionaire, bro. Your secretary works and lives month to month. Your guys that take care of the hardwood, the field, the ice, whatever the hell it is that you play on, those people live week to week, month to month like you and I. I have no sympathy whatsoever for owners. Although I will say this, I have a little sympathy, and not because I work for him, but I have some sympathy for Jorge Mas. And I don't know exactly the name of the owner in Nashville, but damn, those are expansion teams. I mean, that I do have a... I mean, come on, man. You spent all this money and you haven't even made any money yet, bro. You haven't even had a couple seasons under your belt. You know what I'm saying? So that I do have a little sympathy for those kind of owners that, man, they just started their teams and we got a pandemic. That's kind of rough. But everybody else, come on, man. You've been at this for years. You've been making money. NFL owners have been printing money for years. What, that this year you're not going to make that much? I don't feel sorry for you. Do the right thing. Pay your employees. You're billionaires. This is not going to hurt you in the long run. It's a setback for you, but that's like you and me losing a dollar. Okay, we lost a dollar. It sucks, but all right, it's not the end of the world. We'll make up for it. We lose 1,000. Now, creates a lot of problems. But for these owners, man, that's the part that I just, I have no sympathy for you, man. And I do want to praise the ones that are actually supporting their employees during these tough times, like Vinny Viola and Doug Cifu, that are paying the Panther employees throughout the pandemic. Mark Cuban, you know, the Marlins paying their minor leaguers. And hey, how about the Marlins, man? You know, it's not like they are, you know, printing money like the Yankees, the Cubs, and the Red Sox and the Dodgers.
No, okay? They're definitely on the lower end of
They are on the earners. Lowest end of the payroll in Major League Baseball. They're one of the lowest five, I'm sure. Lowest three, probably, in generating revenue. And yet they're going to pay their minor leaguers through August.
The thing that's hard for the owners
move, man.
To have sympathy when it's something that doesn't affect you. You really don't even feel it.
Right.
And for you to not do it, to help people,
right,
and to not chime in, are you serious?
I know
what
that.
What is wrong with you?
I know that if I worked for the A's organization and I was laid off by the owner, I would do my best to not have to come back to that job. I would do my best to find another job because I won't go back with a good feeling because I already know what you are and you're not a good human being and you've got all the money and yet you're not willing to help the people that work hard for you every single day and you can afford to do it. That's the worst part about all of this.
It doesn't touch you.
It doesn't affect you at all. And that's why what Viola and Cifu are doing with the Panthers, that has to be commended, man. That's the kind of stuff that you admire. That's why they're great owners. They really are. They got to make a change at general manager, and they're great owners, and eventually they'll do it because, I mean, you know, Dale Talon's kind of proven in 10 years now that he really can't get it done. But it just, to me, that's where this whole baseball thing is just so odd. And the worst part is that we all see the decline in baseball. They see it too. And yet they do nothing about it. And they don't know how to do anything about it. And every other sport's passing them up. It's nuts, man. Football and basketball have pulled away. That baseball will never catch up. The MLS is breathing down their necks. And soon enough, the MLS will pass them. And because that's the growing sport for young people in this country. And I know that in our town, Inter Miami is going to be an absolute monster. It's going to be one of the marquee events in town for years to come now. So I know that the people in the Marlins, what I like about what at least I don't see it from, you know, not seeing it from baseball, but at least from the Marlins, I'm seeing an effort. I'm seeing an effort on social media. I'm seeing an effort in the media. I'm seeing an effort by their front office, by their players. They're trying to connect. Now, ultimately, Jeter and Sherman have to prove that they can develop, win, and create a culture that is year in and year out and win the trust. You know, and then eventually we could get to that point. But, you know, they're a long ways away, but they better hurry up because Inter Miami's not going to mess around. They're going to be adding stars. And so the summers, they're going to look to own those summers. And the Marlins are going to have to work really, really hard to win those summers over.